It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roaming, and out there. She's out there. That's how she knows what's going on out there. Hi, Ruth.
I really
right?
am out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How out there? Anyway,
out there.
What's going on out there?
Well, I think attention is going to be focused again on Lakeville with Wake Robin in making headlines once again.
All the signs are already out about the mega project again.
Oh, are they?
Yep. Oh, that they right after. Yeah, right after we talked, I think it was a day or two after that, all of a sudden there's all the mega project signs back up.
Uh-oh, here we are.
Next to the Save the Rail Trail signs. So.
Oh, yeah, right. Getting a lot of signs up there.
So, anyway, carry on.
Well, as we all know, Wake Robin was bought by Aerodev, this company, and they wanted to expand the resort area. It came before zoning. That they really wanted to expand the site with putting in an events barn, adding to the hotel, putting in cottages, spa, pool. It really got a lot of attention, and Planning and Zoning Commission denied it last year, primarily by neighbors who were really concerned about the influence it would have in that neighborhood. But it was also townspeople. Other townspeople who are concerned with the magnitude of the project. So it is back. There's a new plan. It came before Inland Wetlands, and now it came before Planning and Zoning last week.
Did Inland clear it or going into hearings?
I think Inland did clear it.
Yeah, I don't think there's much up
there's
there.
There's not many wetlands up there.
Yeah, that's a pretty dry area.
So they met came before Planning and Zoning once. It's coming before Planning. It came before Planning and Zoning last night. Chairman Michael Clemens has said, they will be setting a public hearing date. Here we go. The last application had, was it 3-4-hour meetings or something like that of hearings? It was really very long and intense. I would predict it's going to be the same this time. The hearing will be set, and but the chink in this armor too is the lawsuit. The William and Angela Kruger, who are nearby neighbors, have sued, and this goes back to the Planning and Zoning Commission changing its regulations earlier to allow hotels in residential areas, which this is. And they're claiming, this was illegal and it was done and probably in the knowledge that this was going to be coming before them is what they're claiming. So there's that. So we have a double whammy here, the hearing and the application itself as well as the lawsuit.
Yeah, well, the hearing sounds kind of separate because they're going after the way in which they change regulations. I don't think, in my mind, that would have a real impact on the hearings for the new plan.
Right. No. No, it's definitely
it's kind of
two separate issues, but they collide.
Yeah, that's it. But it's important people recognize that it's two separate issues.
Cause yes.
Sometimes it gets confused and people aren't sure what they're dealing with anymore. Do you know was there any specific types of changes that they made that you noticed that
yes.
would satisfy some of the
Oh. I don't know if they're satisfied. We'll find out. But the number of cottages, the cottages spread all throughout the site, has been reduced from 12 to about four. If you remember, those cottages were pretty much up around where the road comes through on the other side.
Right.
Yeah. And why is that road not just Wells Hill?
Okay.
It just wasn't coming to me.
Yeah,
so it was Wells Hill. And people, of course, on that side were very concerned about that. You know, you have two roads. Right, this land is in between these two large roads, which is what causes so much of it. So the cottages are being reduced. This events barn, which really took a lot of attack, is being moved into the big hotel, going to be part of the hotel instead of its own standing, separate standing building. So those are pretty much, but those cottages, even though they're being reduced, I should say, are going to be bigger than what they were.
Ah, okay, okay. And so, is the hotel building itself going to be expanded as well to put events in there?
It does not say, but I would assume that it would have to be.
Yeah, I would think so,
if
too.
If the event barn is being included in there. So.
Yeah, the entrance and exits to that place, unfortunately, are both the ones that exist now are in really bad places.
Right.
That's the one especially on Route, what have we got, 41 we're talking about?
Yeah.
That it could not be a worst driveway cut in the world.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, because you either have to drive by. I once had a friend who lived in Amenia. It was their first house, and this was decades ago. And she said, go to Maplebrook School and turn around where the first driveway is, going the other way.
Well,
yeah,
this
it's just like, and I was so confused, except that when I got there, like, there was no way to find the drive. And I totally concur that driveway off 41. Never mind.
Well, that driveway.
Well, they changed it to some of it. There's going to be the current one is for entrance, and they're building a second one not far away towards Lakeville for exiting.
On Route 41 or Wells
yes.
Hill? On
yeah.
Route
41. Wells Hill will not have any exit or entrance. You cannot get there.
But you could. I mean, that would be very difficult to do no matter
what.
Wow,
now I'm trying to figure.
That was the plan.
Where does
to come in and go out the same way.
Where does it, that's all, they're just going to enlarge that space there?
You're going to make a new one. They're going to make one for you and one
where?
There's going to be a sort of a horseshoe. You're coming down and it goes, the exit one will go a little bit to the north.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That's interesting, yeah, because that's one of those driveways that you close your eyes, punch the gas, and move it.
Yeah.
Because
things appear
around those corners, yeah.
If you're coming out of Wake Robin, to the left, it's
You just gotta you gotta grit your teeth and go for it.
That's right. Yeah. So we'll be following that, of course. There's a new program that the Interlaken is sponsoring, a bingo buffet program that with proceeds going to nonprofits. The nonprofit runs the entertainment part of the evening. The $25 for buffet dinner and goes for the buffet dinner and the game. So Jenna Victory is the marketing consultant at the inn and said, it's been very popular. Actually, there's a waiting list now for groups to get on. It was a way to... She was trying to come up with a way to get the community together during the cold winter months, and she thought, well, bingo's my favorite game. Let's try it. And it has been so successful. They actually had, I think, up to 80 people at some of the sessions. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of it before.
Well, that's why we're trying to publicize it.
I see.
So the last one was the Lakeville Hose Company Ladies Auxiliary. I think that's the one that brought in like 80 people. Several other Jade
I
Lloyd.
Think we're talking about. I'm sorry. I think they were talking about doing this. You know, a few. It's been going on for a little bit. It's going because I know that Marshall had talked about it at one point. I didn't.
No,
know
it just
that
started
it,
this year.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, they may have talked about it, but they finally...
when did they start doing it?
This past, I think, maybe beginning
maybe
of this year?
Winter?
Somewhere in there.
Hmm. Okay. All right. But no, it's a good idea. I'm glad they've got people on the waiting list. And
Now people need to know that's
happened. Is there a regular time for it?
Yes, every Wednesday night. It's their buffet night. And... that's when it's held. Each charity gets $500 at least, and one of the groups did a 50-50 raffle as well, and so they really came out well. And if those anyone who whose nonprofit would like to schedule it, they should call the inn at 435-9878. It's Child Care Center, Alzheimer's Association, Jane Lloyd, all of those have benefited from these. And the Animal Farm Foundation, even up over in Armenia.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think it's a great idea. And it's as Jenna said, she, you know, it was going to be for the winter. Well, it's well beyond winter and going strongly. So nice idea.
And when it gets real hot, people will go for the AC anyway. So.
Right.
And, all right, the number again, then do 860 because people...
Yes, 860-435-9878.
Okay. 9878, there it is. Ask for what, Jenna?
Jenna, yeah. There was the art show at Standard Space last week, and it was very well attended. Talking about art, there was the Blue and Gold art show at the high school last Friday. Really unbelievable work of these young students, and I would urge people to go. It's in the library. Incredible for looking at, for me, anyway, the talent is just incredible. And they gave out large awards. The best award is the Warren Prindle Art Award. It's for $80,000, $20,000 for 4 years, and it went to Ellie Wogelmuth, who is going to this new, not a new program, a fairly new but incredible program, the Brown Rhode Island School of Design program, where you go to both schools. You get, it's a five-year program. She gets art at 1 year, then she goes to Brown and does her academics, and then they switch back and forth for the next 3 years. There are 15 students chosen nationwide out of, I think she said, 900, and she's one of them, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
What kind of art? Was it most all painting and drawing?
No,
or
painting,
anything else?
Sculpture,
oh,
you name it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they do video? Multimedia?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's just...
No, I'm delighted, too.
Yeah, yeah. But again...
Sorry, that was a personal interjection. Do you have any idea when you, how you get started with something like that, how you qualify? Is it through the school?
What are we talking for the?
We're talking about. Hi, I've got a child who is actually, you know, quite adept, and they like their art. And how do you qualify for this? Is it just? Is it part of the school or guidance that gets you involved in a situation where you can get this award or scholarship along the way?
Well.
That's all I was wondering.
These kids are so savvy. They know what's out there, what the ones who are.
I guess. Gotcha.
And I assume this young woman is really incredible. She's been the intern at the art department, all 4 years. She has put on the shows. She hangs them. She has them, helps get somebody to judge them. She's amazing. And so... I would assume she knew about this program. I think, as I say, it's really very competitive, and so.
And that's only for students looking to go into the arts, right?
Yeah. Arts, and I believe her other interest is anthropology. So she's going to be studying art at RISD and then anthropology at Brown. I mean,
she can paint paintings of fossils. Then
there you go. But fabulous, and this, you know, $80,000 scholarship certainly is amazing.
Sounds like a lot of money, but with today's college tuitions.
Yeah, well, still a big help.
$20,000 took care of probably 4 years when I was in college.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Easily.
And that was boarding as an out-of-state student.
Right, yeah.
But then, of course, two cigarettes for 30 cents a pack, so, you know, it's all relative.
Yeah, and gas was what? Yeah.
Yeah. Gas was probably around the same, 30, 40 cents a gallon.
Interestingly, the tax collector, Jennifer Jackier, is resigning in Canaan. She's been there for 27 years. She is leaving as of June 30th. I'm not sure how, I mean, it's an elected position, so I would assume that they'll put in someone until November.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Have to have, well, they're going to be on the ballot. I don't know, how many years does that person serve? Two or four?
I think it's every 2 years they're on the ballot.
Every two, okay. Yeah, so there's a ballot coming up naturally this year. So
it'll coincide.
So they'll appoint an interim, and I'll bet you somebody tries to change it so that there is no more election on that job.
Well, they are already talking about appointed for
several
jobs.
Didn't you talk about that? Back when there were some issues in...
Well, there's issues with the town clerk who... that's a whole nother story.
Is it possible that it's linked?
She has not been at work, and we reported that she was felt very uncomfortable and said the atmosphere there was very toxic, and then there were, she was reported by the first selectman to state officials, and there are interims in there now. As we reported, Paul, the executive assistant to the selectman, is now one of the assistant town clerks, so he's working in there, and this will all just come to an end in November when the new slate comes out. Looking ahead, we have obviously Memorial Day, and we've got...
That's the big headliner for next week.
Yeah, parades in every single town. I would ask people to check their town websites to find out. Basically, these are the same every year for the most part. They're usually start around 9 or 10 parades, and then... some towns, like Cornwall, has a carnival afterwards. Other towns do other recreational things. But mainly it's to support veterans. And these are very popular. The streets will be lined all over in each town. So if you're going somewhere, make sure you get there early. It's a crowd.
Yeah. Always is. It's
and we talked about this last year. I'm going to mention it again. Look up Decoration Day, folks.
Yeah.
That's what it did. And it's interesting how it's evolved. But it was very, very. it's worth knowing about, and it's worth participating in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Honoring those who gave it all, literally.
Yeah. So in Lakeville, it starts at the town hall, and I think, and then it proceeds up to the cemetery. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, it starts around the library, and then they go up through to the... They stop at the point in front of the White Hart and do a wreath there, and then they go on up to the cemetery and have a full salute and speech and all that stuff. And then after that, they come back through to the downtown. And then, of course, in Salisbury afterwards, the Town Grove has a big party over there.
Oh, okay. So that's where that is, yeah. And then in Cornwall, it's on the town green, the speeches, and they do a Volunteer of the Year award.
Everybody's got their way of doing it,
like
you said.
Yeah, and it's at the Doughboy. It starts at the school, ends at the Doughboy. Falls Village, it's, I think, it's the school down to the green.
Sharon, is it the monument?
Sharon comes down from Auto Sport in that area down to the Veterans Memorial. And in Kent, it goes from Kent Center School all through town, stops at the Civil War Monument, where someone reads the Gettysburg Address, goes on to the library, where there's the speech, and then up to the cemetery. So,
yeah, every town has its own style and way, and don't forget they can check on Facebook, too. Everybody's got it on Facebook or the website of the town.
Right.
You can usually get the information.
Yep.
And that's this coming weekend.
So that is on Monday, folks.
Monday.
On Sunday, we have Raptors and Riesling at Sharon Audubon. That's the from 4 to 6. That's their big fundraiser. Obviously, it's looking at birds and other animals and drinking wine. It really is a lovely event, and it very often ends with the release of one of their birds that has been rehabilitated, and watch them fly off into the horizon is always so touching. It's really a beautiful sight. And the event itself, you get to see these animals close up. So
they do quite a bit of rehabilitation mm-hmm. of the wild species, trying to at least get them a good home there or get them back into the mix out in the big wide world.
Yeah, it's amazing the birds that have been
been through the program.
Speaking of been through the program, guys, we're getting close to the end. By the
really?
Way, you have, let's see, did you bring up the art walk down there in your town?
No.
Okay, you've got the art walk and festival going on.
Okay.
You got up
is
in
that?
Sheffield. They have a contra dance going on over the weekend. There's all kinds of things. You look all around, and there's it's a good weekend because realistically, people consider Memorial Day to be the official opening of summer. So everybody's out looking to do things, and hopefully we have good weather and none of these, you know, nasty clouds that rain like hell on you.
I think that's Thursday, they say, and then by the weekend it should be nice.
I sure hope so.
We will see what they do.
Right.
The one thing I will say is that for those who are not generally focused on this sort of thing, Memorial Day is, quote, early, unquote, this year. And I raise that because you've got another... You slide right into June, but you've got another. This is on the early side.
I would also urge parents to explain to children the importance of the holiday, not just parades and balloons. And,
right.
And we lose so much of that.
To reiterate, sorry to interrupt, but yeah, look up Decoration Day because it was renamed Memorial Day.
Yep.
Right. Yep.
All right.
But the bottom line is those who gave the most for their country are the people that we're honoring that day, the veterans that comes in November.
Right.
All right.
All right.
So am I to...
it's your turn.
Okay. Ruth, thank you, as always. This has been another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, roving, roaming reporter on Robin Hood Radio.